Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Green Bay Packers, as we all know, has been a historic franchise. They've been around such an incredibly long time, and it's just about on everybody's bucket list. Let's be honest. Everybody's bucket list for this team to or for those teams that come in, every fan wants to come here with their team and see their team play at inside Lambeau Field, and it's no different. I've got a boatload of friends coming up that I grew up with in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're coming up when the Bengals play, and it's all about a very historic franchise. David Zimmerman is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He wrote a book called The Legendary Green Bay Packers, How the Legend Was Built, and David now joins us. David, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I got to ask you, first and foremost, I mean, there have been a lot of books written about the Green Bay Packers, and everybody has a different angle to it. When you kind of got the inspiration, I always want to find out from a writer where they got their inspiration for this particular book. Why is it so fascinating, the Green Bay Packers, in your mind?
Well, this is my seventh Packer book, so I've kind of, overindulged on the Packers. But when you think back about the word legend, it's somewhat overused. It's you think a legend is a fable, a myth, too good to be true, and you get a real story of the Packers, and you say to yourself, this story is too good to be true. And try explaining this story to a stranger, and the word incredible comes to mind.
So,
an incredible story.
Yeah, I was going to say, so when you go back through the years, because it really has been the community team almost the entire time, if not the entire time, that this thing's been in existence. Out of all the research, and like you said, this is the seventh book that you've written about the Green Bay Packers, you find something out new every time that you go, huh, didn't know that, and you find it fascinating. What in this book did you find out about the Packers that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, let's see, what can I say about, there's a couple of stories. One of my favorite stories is City Stadium in Green Bay, one of the first stadiums before Lambeau, and that's where I got my first exposure to the Packers. I was a high school student playing football, and had broken my arm that fall, so I had a cast on my arm, and the team took us to Madison for a game, and then we came up through northern Wisconsin, and we stopped at City Stadium, and I got my first chance to go up on the stadium. In fact, in the back of the stadium, there's a way you can climb up the back of the stadium and come in, and I came up the back of the stadium, and the usher's waiting for me there, and he said, I thought, well, he's going to send me back. Nope. Pulls me up over the top, said, find a seat, sit down, and be quiet. So I sat down on about the 30-yard line and watched the Packers play for my first experience. And I've been a Packer fan ever since then. But I think everybody's got a story about the Packers, and it goes back, you can go back to 49 and sooner. Everybody's got a story that's just so romantic about the Packers.
Talking with David Zimmerman, the author of The Legendary Green Bay Packers and How the Legend Was Built. And it's not just this area or Packers fans. I think the more you research, and obviously you've been around a while to be able to say, okay, I've talked to enough Packers fans to know what's going on, but this is not just a Green Bay thing. This is something that is almost idolized and finds fascinating in almost every fan base, the fact that it's the smallest team, smallest market in all professional sports, and that it's owned by the people. There's not crazy, dictatorial, nutty job owner that runs this thing. And I think when you go all the way back to Lambeau and Lombardi and all the guys that put luster to this thing, those are paving stones, but this thing has been able to sustain through good times and in bad, and I think that's what's most fascinating.
Times. You're right. They've had some bad times. Almost went up belly up a few times, but they keep coming back. Yeah, they're self-owned. I mean, that's a plus, and that's romantic. And then you say, well, who really is behind this? Well, it's the owners. They were broke. They went out and actually passed the hat, and that's how it started. And they've got this nonprofit organization, which makes it unique. Plus, it's David and Goliath every Sunday or whenever they play. It's the small town Green Bay, which at the time was about 30,000, and it was the smallest. And we're playing Detroit and Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, and that had a very romantic aspect to the to the whole thing and making it a legend. I think you look at it, yeah, it's a legend. This is a legend.
It's legendary, as we all know, in most modern times, because it is the Vince Lombardi Trophy in which you play for. Had it not been for Vince Lombardi, does this thing ever remain? I mean, I think we all look at this, the impact of Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre as the resurgence of the Green Bay Packers, but I don't think we're talking about the Green Bay Packers if it was not for Vince Lombardi.
I think you're absolutely right. Lombardi made a huge difference. In the 1950s, the Packers did not have a winning season. A lot of the bigger cities wanted the Packers out of the league. They wanted to get a bigger town in there. And, you know, you look at it and you say, wait a minute. This team has been around for long enough to know that it's going to be here to stay. But Lombardi came in, did this amazing thing, as we all know. He won, what, 80% of the games he played. Without Lombardi, I agree with you. The Packers probably would have folded.
So, but it was the odd thing is, when I tell people this, it was George Halas who believed enough in keeping Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers
right.
around. He ended
right.
up donating a
yeah.
bunch of money.
That is true. Yeah, George was behind. In fact, Lambeau Field was one of the things that Lambeau Field, of course, but it was a situation where it was impossible not to see that this is a story that's got to be told.
I think it's interesting in the sense that Lambeau Field has almost become like a player. It's almost that legendary, because everybody knows Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke and Vince Lombardi. You can go through that long laundry list of players, and Brett Favre in the modern-day era, along with Reggie White and company. But the one thing people always talk about, they'll say, Green Bay Packers, oh, Lambeau Field.
Yeah,
it's
right.
because, and I don't really know how much John Madden had to play into that, because I think at that point in time, Lambeau Field, the Lambeau
right.
Field, all that kind of stuff, all came to fruition. And I think it just expounded upon the myth that it was.
Well, you know, after he died, after Lambeau died in 65, and they were trying to figure, because it was called City Stadium after it was built, and then for the first 4 or 5 years, it was called City Stadium. And so when Lambeau died, they decided they would call the stadium Lambeau Field, but there was a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of political input and people that were crazy about whether this should be Lambeau Field or something else. But one of the writers of the Packers said, can you imagine how this will come across? And here we are, and it's an opening day at Lambeau Field. How many times will we hear that through the years?
Right.
And that's true.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, it's always good to chat with you. The book, I would assume it's out for everybody to find at Amazon, the bookstores, and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I can give you my website if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
www.legendarypackers1919.com. And
okay.
in 2 years, Bill, we'll have 100 years behind us, and that's going to be one hell of a celebration for the Packers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's called LegendaryPackers1919.com. That's where you can get the book or contact Eagle Books or what have
right.
you. But nevertheless,
yeah.
it's a hell of a read. Good book, a lot of good pictures, a lot of old pictures, a lot of old stuff coming out of the archives for this, too, when we went through this thing.
Huh?
Yeah. A lot of good stuff coming out of that. So
yeah.
If you want to read about the history of this thing and what everybody believes to be the best franchise in all of professional sports, there you go. It is always a pleasure, David. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Talk to you later. There you go. David Zimmerman, author of the legendary Green Bay Packers, How the Legend Was Built. Again, go to legendarypackers1919.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.